Brand new song from Dan Bremnes. It's been a little while, but he's back with Hold You Tight. Let's get into it and find out a little bit more behind the song. Dan Bremnes, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it's been a couple of years since you released a song to radio. You know, two or three things have happened in a couple of years. We all know that. And why now? Why this song particularly?
Just wrote it and it felt special. And we almost didn't release it to radio, but we just kept having people sort of say, hey, I really like that song. Are you going to release that song to radio? And we're like, maybe we should listen to people.
That's true.
And it just, you know, it sort of was written during the height of COVID and just with a lot of things going on everywhere all at once. There's that old saying, you know, life will test you in that there's either nothing going on or everything all at once.
Right.
And the last 2 years just felt like both of those. Like there's nothing going on, but everything all at once. And I think it really did a number to us, like mentally. I think everybody sort of experienced some sort of form of anxiety or fear or, you know, like, am I going to be okay? Is the future going to be okay? And that's really what this song, the goal, that's what we were trying to speak to.
Now, the video for this is really amazing, too. It's kind of a picture of all of our mental health, isn't it? Like, the little girl is lost, separated from the things that she knows and kind of drifting around, and all of a sudden she's reunited again and things are fine. How did you come up with that idea?
It was actually my father-in-law's idea, to be honest.
Ah.
He heard the song and he was like, I have an idea for you. And he always has ideas, especially for music videos. I don't usually take them, to be honest, but I was like, that's a great idea, because I never really would have thought of that specific idea. And then we sort of had the idea, we put it together, and then everything started happening in Ukraine. And it was really interesting how, you know, it sort of paralleled that. But like you said, I think that, you know, the story of the girl in the video is something we can all relate with. And it's that moment of not knowing if everything is going to be okay. Mm. And we're always in a constant state of that. I would call that is the definition of anxiety, the fear of the future.
Mm.
Is this going to turn out? Is this going to be fixed? Am I going to be okay? Fear of the future is, for me, that's anxiety. And that really is what that speaks to, this girl that's in limbo. Am I going to be reunited? Am I going to be okay? Am I going to be safe? I think speaks to all of us.
Well, over the past couple of years, all of our faith and that has been challenged in that way. And where did you find yourself in all of that? Like, was there a point where you could say, look back now and say, boy, I didn't think I'd ever hit that sort of spot of my faith.
Definitely. We sort of like, we're in a weird position with COVID because we bought our first house in February of 2020. And then in March, I lost all of my work essentially for 2 years.
Yeah.
So, and how that relates to my faith was we were in this position of like, oh wow, are we going to be okay? Like, this is a big deal. And it wasn't just a normal house. It was a house that had to be completely gutted and renovated. And it was really stressful. And we almost lost it a few times. And I sort of found myself in this position where I'm like, I don't feel like I'm the best Christian right now. Like, I don't have time to like, do much devotions or, like, all the check marks that we like to do. Like, I wasn't my best self. And I was at this house, like, you know, 12, 14 hours a day. And it was really stressful. And in the midst of that, I kind of found this thing that we call grace, which it just felt like I didn't deserve it, but I got this grace that pulled us through, and like things lined up and they worked out, and we ended up being able to keep this place. It's now the home for our family, and I look back and I see that as a moment that I really found God at the edge of myself, beyond the worst version of myself. You know, is when I received grace, which sort of was a little bit of a mind shift for me.
Yeah.
It was something that I definitely couldn't have earned in that moment.
Yeah. The song's called Hold You Tight. It's Dan Bremnes. He's been our guest this morning. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.